Tonight, breaking news, Kyle Rittenhouse found not guilty on all counts. Rittenhouse shaking as the verdict is read, not guilty on all charges, collapsing in tears. Tonight, families of the two protesters he shot and killed with an AR-15 now reacting. One saying today's verdict sends the unacceptable message that armed civilians can show up in any town and use the danger they have created to justify shooting people in the street. Tonight, Rittenhouse's attorney also responding after the verdict, saying Kyle Rittenhouse wishes none of this ever happened. Terry Moran and Dan Abrams both here tonight. Also breaking at this hour, the CDC director is now officially signed off tonight. Boosters now for all adults in this country, 18 and older. Tonight, where to get them, how soon, and how quickly, how many days does it take before you're back up to 95% protection, what they're now saying. The Thanksgiving week storm with millions driving, the heavy rain, snow in some places, and gusting winds. And what the speed of this storm might mean for Thanksgiving Day. Rob Marciano is here. The price for gas, authorities now predicting holiday travel this year will nearly reach where we were before the pandemic. What you'll pay compared to last year and who will pay the most and where. The major victory tonight for President Biden, the House passes the second part of his domestic agenda. Funding for childcare, universal pre-K, and fighting climate. What happens now in the Senate? And the results of the president's physical today just in tonight. And the vice president, Kamala Harris, making history. The breaking headline, the shooting outside a high school, at least three students shot, what we've learned. The Diane Sawyer exclusive tonight, the story that gripped this nation. 13 children, the Turpin children, held captive by their parents for years. For the first time, you will see and hear the moment one of the daughters gets out of the home. She didn't know what the neighborhood would look like on the outside. What are sidewalks for? She describes calling 911. And we see right here tonight for the first time what officers find when they show up at that front door. The stunned parents opening the door. The new images coming in tonight from Chinese state-run media, claiming to show the tennis star who's been missing. Are the images to be believed? And the one team not far from where we are right here tonight, I promise you'll be rooting for them. No taking sides. Our Persons of the Week.
From ABC News, this is World News Tonight with David Muir, reporting tonight from Los Angeles.
And good evening tonight from our Los Angeles Bureau. As we near the end of another week together, we have a lot to get to tonight. And we're going to begin tonight with the verdict in the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, not guilty on all charges after the shooting deaths of two men and injuring a third. Rittenhouse, 17 at the time, who came from another state to Kenosha, where there were protests against police. He was armed with an AR-15. Kyle Rittenhouse shaking as he stood to hear the jury's verdict, one charge after another, not guilty, breaking into tears. You see him there collapsing before the court. His mother, Wendy Rittenhouse, closing her eyes in relief, watching on with her two daughters. Also there, the families of the two men Rittenhouse killed, Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber, loved ones holding hands, stunned as they heard the verdict. Rittenhouse had said it was self-defense, and tonight his attorney says Rittenhouse wishes none of this ever happened. What the families of those who were shot and killed are now saying, and word tonight from President Biden. ABC's senior national correspondent Terry Moran leading us off from Kenosha.
The defendant will rise, face the jury, and hearken to its verdicts.
Kyle Rittenhouse trembling with emotion as the court clerk reads the jury's verdict.
The first count of the information, Joseph Rosenbaum. We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Those jurors, seven women, five men, finding Rittenhouse not guilty on all the charges.
As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
Immediately after, Kyle Rittenhouse bursts into tears, collapsing into his chair, embracing his attorney, overwhelmed by the moment.
Would you wish the jury pulled?
The jurors took their time sifting the evidence and law, deliberating for about 26 hours over the course of 4 days. Lead prosecutor Thomas Binger briefly reacting to their verdict in court.
The jury has represented our community in this trial and has spoken.
Rittenhouse claimed self-defense after he shot and killed Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber and wounded Gage Grosskreutz during a protest last year over the police shooting of a black man in Kenosha. The parents of Anthony Huber issued a statement. "We are heartbroken and angry that Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted. There was no justice today for Anthony or for Mr. Rittenhouse's other victims. Today's verdict means there is no accountability for the person who murdered our son. It sends the unacceptable message that armed citizens can show up in any town, incite violence, and then use the danger they have created to justify shooting people in the street." Kyle Rittenhouse left the courthouse a free man. You see him here smiling in the back seat of a car after the verdict. His attorney, Mark Richards, spoke to reporters.
He wants to get on with his life. He has a huge sense of relief for what the jury did to him today. He wishes none of this would have ever happened.
This trial sparked a national debate about self-defense and vigilantism. Rittenhouse armed himself with an AR-15 and chose to go to those protests.
Kyle got in over his head. He might have been foolish to be in that situation in that moment, but foolishness is not a crime in the United States. And at the end of the day, he still had a right to self-defense in that moment.
For many black Americans who believe that a black man who did what Rittenhouse did would have been treated differently in court and on the streets, the verdict was painful.
"We've been here every day of this trial, and it is disheartening to know that this system still does not work for justice. It's a miscarriage of justice. We saw the video. You saw the video."
Late today, President Biden reacted to the verdict.
"I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it."
And tonight, the president issuing a written statement saying that many Americans are feeling angry and concerned about the verdict, myself included, he says. But the jury has spoken, and he vows to do everything in his power to make sure that all Americans are treated equally with fairness and dignity under the law. Here in Kenosha, officials are urging a peaceful reaction to the verdict. And David, right now, it is very calm here.
That is encouraging. Terry Moran leading us off again tonight. Terry, thank you. Let's get right to our chief legal analyst, Dan Abrams, tonight. And Dan, the reactions to this trial, as polarized as the country is, people have had obviously very strong reactions on both sides of this case. Was there any one thing that you can point to that could have been a turning point for this jury?
I think it was the videos of the incidents. In a typical case like this, when the defendant takes the witness stand, it all comes down to that person's credibility. But here, the jurors could evaluate for themselves what happened. They actually asked in the jury deliberation process to see those videos again. And I think that made all the difference here. Remember, they were not deciding here, who do they believe more? They were deciding a very specific legal question. Do they think that the prosecutors proved beyond a reasonable doubt that it wasn't self-defense? And I think that those videos made a big difference.
All right, Dan Abrams and Terry Moran with us tonight. Dan, our thanks to you as well. Now to the other major headline breaking. Just a short time ago, tonight, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky officially greenlighting booster shots now for all adults 18 and older in this country. So where to get them and how long does it take after the booster shot to get back to 95% protection? What they're now saying, and here's ABC's Ariel Reshef tonight.
Tonight, the CDC clearing the way for Pfizer and Moderna booster shots for all American adults.
Vote number one passes.
In a unanimous vote, a panel of experts convinced by the data. One study showing a Pfizer booster brought waning protection back up to about 95%. Only about one in five people who are already eligible for a booster have gotten one. Some CDC advisors pointing out many people weren't sure if they were even eligible.
The guidelines, though well-intentioned, were generating confusion. Today's vote clears that up. Am I eligible? The answer is yes.
The panel today also specifically urging people over 50 to get a booster. More than a dozen states made their move ahead of the CDC, and tonight, a surge in demand.
For this location, we don't have any appointments.
Oh. Yes.
But many people say they've had a hard time finding a shot.
Costco, Rite Aid, CVS, Safeway, and then I think I gave up.
And David, as for those boosters, they can start going into arms immediately. CVS and Walgreens say they will start administering them tomorrow. After the shot, the body starts building antibodies within a few days, but it takes 2 weeks for peak protection. David?
All right, Ariel, our thanks to you tonight. And now to that Thanksgiving week storm, just as millions take to the roads, moving quicker now. This system set to sweep from the Midwest into the East. Heavy rain, snow in some places, and gusting winds. And what the speed of this storm might just mean for Thanksgiving Day itself. Always looking for the silver lining here. Let's get to senior meteorologist Rob Marciano timing it all out for us. Hey, Rob.
Hi, David. Well, the forecast for this storm has changed somewhat, and it is the speed. So let's fast forward on the models to Sunday afternoon, which is really when this thing begins to take shape with the low across the Great Lakes. That's where the big winds will be. The rain pushes across the east Sunday night into Monday. But look at the front. It kind of clears the coastline, and we're getting more confidence by Tuesday and Wednesday that this thing does not linger. But it will be very blustery and very cold come Tuesday morning. Wind chills will be in the teens and 20s, not warming up much come Wednesday. David?
Rob Marciano tonight. Rob, thank you. And as millions of Americans prepare to travel for the holiday, the price of gas this year, tonight, where Americans will be paying the most, ABC's Kaylee Hartung with the prices across the nation reporting from right here in Los Angeles, where prices are setting records tonight.
Tonight, more than 48 million people are preparing to hit the roads for Thanksgiving, nearly as many as before the pandemic. And they'll be paying the highest gas prices in 7 years. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular has soared nationwide to $3.41, up more than a dollar from just 1 year ago. Prices up more than 60% across parts of the Northeast. The highest prices here in California, $4.70 on average.
Are these prices sustainable?
No. No. I mean, not if you're traveling.
And Thanksgiving air travel is up 80%, approaching pre-pandemic levels. 4.2 million Americans in the sky, paying an estimated 23% more for airfare than last year. And Thanksgiving meals, up 14%, the most expensive ever for families.
And David, analysts say we haven't even seen the highest gas prices yet, but a drop could be on the way in the coming weeks. David?
All right, Kaylee Hartung with us right here in California tonight. Kaylee, thank you. And now to that major victory today for President Biden, the House passing the second part now of his domestic agenda, the nearly $2 trillion bill. So where does it stand when it goes to the Senate now? It has money for child care, universal pre-K, fighting climate change, of course. And also just in tonight, the results of President Biden's physical today and the Vice President Kamala Harris making history. ABC's Stephanie Ramos from the White House.
President Biden arriving back at the White House today after visiting Walter Reed Medical Center for his first physical as president.
I feel great. Nothing's changed. We're in great shape.
Unlike the Trump White House, the Biden team releasing a detailed health summary. The president's doctor pronouncing him a healthy, vigorous 78-year-old, fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency. Biden declaring it a good day in more ways than one. This morning, the House finally passing his sweeping $1.75 trillion domestic agenda, including universal pre-K and a historic investment to fight global warming.
The Build Back Better bill is passed.
Cheers in the House, but still a long way to go. The bill now heads to the Senate, where passage is anything but certain.
David, earlier at Walter Reed, President Biden also underwent a colonoscopy. He was under anesthesia, so for exactly 85 minutes, Vice President Kamala Harris assumed presidential powers, becoming the first woman in American history to do so. David.
All right, Stephanie Ramos at the White House tonight. Stephanie, thank you. We're going to turn now here to the Diane Sawyer exclusive, the story that gripped this country. 13 children, the Turpin children, held captive by their parents for years. For the first time, you will see and hear the moment one of the daughters gets out of the home. She didn't even know what the neighborhood would look like on the outside. She describes calling 911, and we see for the first time what officers find when they show up at that front door, the stunned parents opening the door. Here's Diane.
This is 911. Do you have an emergency?
I just ran away from home.
Do you know what street you're on?
No. I just ran away from home because I live in a family of 15, okay? Can you hear me? And we have abusing parents.
What's your name?
Jordan Turpin.
Nearly 4 years later, this is Jordan Turpin remembering that night.
My whole body was shaking, and when I was holding the phone, I remember the phone was I couldn't really dial 911 because I'm sorry. And then I finally, like, pressed it. And when they answered, I literally never talked to somebody on the phone. And I was telling them everything.
I don't know how you had the courage, never having spoken to anyone like that.
I think it was like us coming so close to death so many times.
Hi, Jordan.
You're looking at the body camera footage from the deputy as he arrives.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay. I just ran away from home.
Okay.
And I live in a family of 15.
Okay.
My two little sisters right now are chained up.
They're chained up?
Yes.
Where are they chained up at?
On their bed.
Do you take any medication?
What's the medication?
Medication?
Yeah, what's the medication?
Do you take pills? Do you take pills?
I don't think I've ever taken a pill before.
Okay.
The girl with the strange vocabulary nervously puts on a little hat.
This is one of the most scariest things I've ever done.
Uh-huh.
I'm terrified.
You have pictures of your sisters chained up?
Yes, but they're in here. I don't have proof of everything, but I have proof that my sisters are chained up. So, see?
Your parents chained them up?
Yes, because they stole food.
Okay.
But they stole it because they were hungry.
Daylight arches over a pleasant suburban neighborhood. It's Sunday. Most residents are still asleep. Quietly, Riverside County Sheriff's deputies pull up to a house.
Sam doing a welfare check?
Yeah.
They knock for 2 minutes and 10 seconds. Then, suddenly, the door cracks open.
Hi.
A mother and father appear.
How you guys doing?
Good.
We got a call.
Friend, check the welfare here at your house.
They are breathing heavily. David and Louise Turpin, who have concealed a chamber of horrors for almost 30 years, now watch as deputies start to make their way through the door.
Well, we're going to come in and check, okay?
And in one of the rooms inside the house, someone is waiting in her bed, eyes wide open, praying that the knock on the door means her sister made it to freedom.
Knock, knock, knock. And I'm like, and then they said it was the police. And I'm like, well, this is it.
I have seen this two-hour special. It is extraordinary reporting, these young women, their strength, and what they survived. Diane's special airs tonight on 2020, 9 p.m. Eastern. Right here tonight. And when we come back this evening, we'll show you the new images out tonight of that tennis star missing. But the question, should the world believe them?
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, police are responding to yet another school shooting near a high school in Aurora, Colorado. Three teens shot and wounded in a parking lot near Hinckley High School in a possible shootout with an officer. Six students from another school were shot in a park nearby on Monday. Tonight, new images have now emerged of that missing Chinese tennis star, Peng Shui, many now questioning the authenticity of the photos posted by a reporter with China's state-run media, showing her with her cat and stuffed animals. She's not been seen in public since accusing a former government official of sexual assault. Finally tonight here, Friday Night Lights for a young football team defying the odds. Our Persons of the Week. Tonight in Riverside, California, the Cubs are making history. For the first time in their school's 68-year history, their varsity high school football team is undefeated, 11-0. Number 24, running back Philip Castaneda, catching the ball, running it into the end zone. Another touchdown. The high fives from the team and the celebration after, silent. The team is deaf. Their coaches signing. They are deaf too. These are the student athletes from California School for the Deaf, Riverside. They have been playing and winning against teams that can hear. And tonight, they're getting ready for their biggest game yet, the semifinal championships. And right before, they sign Hi David. And that running back you saw there, number 24, Philip Castaneda, telling us, we can't hear. That doesn't mean we can't play. We're here to play, and we can. Wide receiver Jory Valencia signing, we're showing the world we can play. And they are warming up, running drills, jumping, rotating. Their practice is quiet. Coach Keith Adams signing hello too, with a lesson for his players and really for us all. The coach saying, believe in yourself. We're imperfect. We're all imperfect. Make the best out of it, and you're going to be just fine. Tonight, running back Eno Cernoza signing this. Deaf people can do anything. We're not this stereotype that's out there. We're breaking this to the news. We're breaking news that we can do it. We just love these young athletes. Incredible. The Cubs are Persons of the Week. I'll see you Monday. Good night.